91X News.
It's 9 degrees and mainly sunny at 1 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Megan Burry. A Belleville man's appeal of his murder convictions for the deaths of a Prince Edward County woman and her daughter will be heard this week. 24-year-old Dean Brown was found guilty of two counts of first-degree murder and one count of attempted murder in 2011 and was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole for 25 years. Court heard he shot and killed his ex-girlfriend's mother and younger sister in their home south of Belleville in March of 2010 and seriously wounded his ex-girlfriend, who survived. Crown Attorney Lee Burgess says Brown will ask the Appeal Court of Ontario on Tuesday to substitute his first-degree murder convictions for second-degree murder. A horse died after colliding with an SUV in Center Hastings on Friday. Central Hastings OPP responded to Highway 62 near Ridge Road, where a northbound horse and buggy was struck by the southbound SUV. The 14-year-old male driver of the buggy was transported to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, and the horse died at the scene. The front of the SUV was significantly damaged, and the investigation is ongoing. A man was arrested for possession of a dangerous weapon after an incident with an airsoft gun early yesterday morning. Belleville police say they responded to North Front Street at 3 a.m. where a vehicle with a number of passengers inside shot at two pedestrians. The vehicle was later stopped by officers and a man was arrested. No one was harmed in the incident. There was one winning ticket for Saturday night's $24.5 million Lotto 649 draw, and it was sold somewhere in Toronto. Someone in the area also bought the winning ticket for the lottery's guaranteed $1 million prize, according to the Ontario Lottery and Gaming Commission. That ticket was sold in Richmond Hill. As Russian experts test the wreckage of a downed Metrojet airliner, officials in Moscow are reluctant to pin the blame on terrorism. Patrick Revel reports.
Moscow says British authorities have now passed them the information that led the UK to conclude a bomb likely brought down the Metrojet plane, but they aren't saying whether they agree. Egyptian investigators have said the plane's black box recorded the sound of an explosion seconds before the crash, and it now seems almost certain that this was from a bomb. But officials here are still very reluctant to blame terrorism, perhaps because that would mean accepting that Russia's intervention in Syria prompted the attack. Patrick Revel, ABC News, Moscow.
Ontario wants to make it easier for transgender people to get a medical referral for sex reassignment surgery. Keith Leslie reports.
Currently, only the Gender Identity Clinic at the Centre for Addiction and Mental Health in Toronto can refer a patient for sex reassignment surgery, which is covered by the Ontario Health Insurance Plan. Health Minister Eric Hoskins is proposing a change that would allow all qualified healthcare providers in Ontario to refer transgender patients for the surgery. Hoskins says every Ontarian has the right to be who they are, and the healthcare system should reflect that vision. The government says the number of people in Ontario asking for gender identity services has been on the increase in recent years. Keith Leslie, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
That's QNET News on 91X to 103. In sports, both Canadian teams in the NHL suffered losses last night. Patrick Kane had 4 points with a goal and 3 assists as the Chicago Blackhawks topped Edmonton 4-2, and Kyle Palmieri scored the OT winner as the New Jersey Devils beat the Vancouver Canucks 4-3. Just one game in the NHL tonight as the Arizona Coyotes visit the Ducks in Anaheim. In NBA action, the Heat came alive after the half to pull away from the Toronto Raptors for a 96-76 win in Miami. Raptors coach Dwayne Casey says Miami took control of the game in the second half.
They got into us defensively, made it tough for us. We weren't aggressive with the basketball as we were in the first half, and that was the difference.
The Raptors host New York on Tuesday, and the Heat host the Los Angeles Lakers tomorrow. The CFL regular season ended with a rare victory for the Saskatchewan Roughriders. Saskatchewan improved to 3-15 on the year with a 30-24 win over the Alouettes in Montreal. The Rough Riders trailed 24-6 early in the fourth quarter when quarterback Brett Smith came off the bench and threw touchdown strikes to Ryan Smith and Weston Dressler. In NFL action, the Philadelphia Eagles defeated the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday night 33-27 when Sam Bradford threw a 41-yard touchdown pass to Jordan Matthews in overtime. Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett says the team will get better going forward.
You have to play the right way at the critical moments of the game to win the games. This is the NFL. We all understand that. And, you know, we'll go back and look at it. We'll build on a lot of the positive things that have happened. I love the spirit of our team. I love the relentless nature of our team. Those things are really, really good. Those are things that we can build on.
Up next for Philadelphia is a home game against the Miami Dolphins. Send us your team or league scores by email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, today will be mainly sunny with a high of 11, and tonight a few clouds with a low of minus 2. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness early in the morning, 40% chance of showers in the afternoon with a high of 10. Tomorrow night, it'll be cloudy with a 60% chance of showers and a low of minus 4. Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud with 40% chance of showers with a high of 10. It's 105 and 9 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Megan Burry, News on 91X, next at 3.